The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, here we are, just the second day of October, and Lindsay is in full fall mode.
I kind of look like I'm on a Native American, like, because it's tribal. See? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like you're heading to the mountains, or you're already in the mountains for the weekend.
Brr, it's so cold. Who wants to come to my chalet?
But let's see, what... It's still hot, though, right? You said a second ago when you first walked into your little studio that you were sweating.
Yeah, because I was like racing to get where I'm at right now. But it's cold in my house. It's not. It's like 67 outside, I think. So it's not cold outside.
Yeah.
But it's kind of chilly in my house, which, you know, I love. Mm-hmm. I like to bundle up and get cozy, but I don't want to fall asleep on the show.
Yeah. We don't, because regardless of what you may think, Lindsay is not a pretty sleeper.
No,
mouth open, drooling.
I know. How did y'all know that? Well, from the bus trips.
Yeah, on the van trips, you'd fall asleep in the van.
Yeah.
Well, you and Ace would always fall asleep, and we would just take pictures of both of you because you both look like you had been passed for a while.
Yeah. Well, okay, think about that, and then think about every night when I wear my retainers. Think about how bad it gets.
And you remember we would have those movies in those vans on the road trips that we would take to affiliates and all, and Pete would be driving most of the time, and he would crank the volume up on those movies. It sounded like we were actually sitting in a theater right by the speakers, and Lindsay and Ace would fall asleep with that, you know, whatever action movie or whatever was just cranking through that van.
I'll tell you a memory I have of it being so loud was that was the first time I had seen Wolf of Wall Street. Is mm-hmm. that the name of it?
Yeah.
And you know that scene where he's yelling? I was sound asleep and I went, I thought we had like wrecked into something, but he turned it up to like 85 out of 100.
And I think he was doing that just because he didn't want to hear us.
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, he didn't want to hear us talk.
What a party pooper.
Yeah, and why were you always in the back of the van knowing how car sick you get? But yeah. I remember you were always, because you wanted to lie down.
Yeah, I'm actually okay if I lay down, which is weird. But another reason, when Ace drove, I was scared for my life. So I just wanted to get as far back as possible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's mm-hmm. understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Ace always had to maintain eye contact with everybody in the vehicle that he was talking to.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So that meant staring directly into the rearview mirror or turned completely to the side. He couldn't talk to you without constant eye contact.
It's like, look at the road, dude.
I can't help it. I'm a great storyteller. It's like, yeah, but you're on the interstate. That's great. But
I'm crying.
All right. Well, hang on. We got more coming up.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show with TJ, Regan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
All right, I'm still dealing with unpacking and stuff. Because I'm still working two jobs when I'm trying to get all of that done. But here's the thing. There's a box of mine that goes in my office that I've been missing since we got over here. And it's got some things that I use a lot, and like a set of earbuds that I use to do this show, because I have two separate. I have one for the other show and one for this show, so I don't have to keep unplugging and all of that. An external hard drive that has a lot of stuff stored on it that I need. And that's one thing. I haven't seen that since I've been here. But now I've got a box of my hats that I did see here, and now I don't see them.
Oh.
So
you don't think anybody would have stolen them.
No, 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 no. I mean, they were here. It was just Jody and I are the only ones that have been here. Yeah. But I don't know, in her haste of, you know, mm-hmm. moving, getting her stuff undone. And it's just like watching the Tasmanian devil. I mean, she is.
She's got like eight arms.
Yeah. I mean, most of this house right now, if you walked in here, you'd think we've been living here for a year. That's because great. she's got all taken care of.
I love that.
But the things that I have to take care of now, it's like, where is that? And you know, I'm like you, Riggins. Now, since I went just a minute ago during the break to look for a new hat, I didn't like the one I was wearing. Now that's all I can think about. Like, sure. Where are those hats? And it's going to drive me nuts until I can find them. And I think what I'm going to end up having to do for my other office stuff that didn't show up is that I bet you they put it in the storage facility.
Yeah.
And that is going to be a pain. You have to go through all of that crap.
And you've already asked Jody if she knows where mm-hmm. they are. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she's behind this. I mean, she's getting rid of the hats and the earbuds. That's like quintessential TJ. She might just be slowly erasing you.
Yeah, but it was my newest hats that I had in that box. She goes, well, I mean, they were in a box out there in the loft. And I look in the loft and there are boxes, but then there are a lot of other things stacked on these boxes. So I said, well, I hope they're not in one of these boxes, because if they are, they're ruined because they're flat now. They got stuff thrown on them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm not going to be able to do the rest of the show clearly, mm-hmm. like with my mind clear, because I'm trying to figure out where that is. And then also I'm thinking, what about that other box of my office stuff?
Well, let's wrap this up and then go on the case.
Well, I was thinking that y'all could take it from here.
Oh,
to the rest of the show.
Okay. We got it.
He's just going to find his hats.
I know how that feels though. When you have something on your mind, it's like.
Riggins, was your keys that you couldn't find when we had flown in the private plane to Birmingham that time?
Yeah. Yeah. Lost the keys the day we were going to leave to come back home. And you know, I love going home. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't find my keys. And that was, yeah, it's a moment of panic. Of course. What am I going to do?
You couldn't find your keys when you were in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where were they?
They were just in one of the pockets in my, in my duffel or whatever. And I just couldn't find them.
But he was fretting. Yeah, I mean, I'm home.
I was,
what am I going to do when I get there? Yeah.
Knock down the door.
That's the way I am. Where are my hats?
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at tjriggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, just to keep everybody updated, I haven't found them yet. My hats.
Like 2 minutes.
The mystery deepens. TJ was just talking about how Jody is helping, or well, she's kind of taking control of the big move that they had this past week.
Not and kind of.
Yeah, I mean,
she's completely doing most of it. Yeah,
you're kind of like Jody's little helper, though, aren't you?
Not really, not much. It's mainly just if you can take care of your stuff, that would help me. You know, kind of thing. Get your stuff taken care of, and I got everything else.
I would like taking orders like that. Like, if you can do this A, B, or C, it would help me.
Yeah.
I think that's a healthy way to ask for help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Instead of just getting mad and be like, why can you not help me with anything? Which is what I do.
Yeah.
He's like, well, just tell me what to, you know?
The only thing is that when she asks me to do something and I'll be doing it, and then she'll decide she wants me to do something else. And yeah. pull me off of, I was talking about that the other day, pull me off of what she wanted me to do. And it's always, when you get a minute from that, I really need you to do this. And I go, okay. Well, and then it means not when you get a minute, it means right now. And then 5 minutes later, she'll say, well, what's the deal with, thing one that you were supposed to be doing that I pulled you off of? Why is that not finished? You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's also an important part. When she says, can you help me with something? She means like, right now, not in 5 minutes. And yeah. I think that's where she kind of messes up, because if you want it done immediately, just make a little note of it, or at least let me know, like, I need this done ASAP.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the way Lindsay described asking for help is exactly what one woman is talking about in a viral TikTok. She said, when you have to ask your partner for help, that is, you give the implication that all that stuff is your responsibility and you just need an extra hand. She said, what you're really wanting is equal partnership in the house. I shouldn't have to ask you for help and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, then she is not familiar with the way nature works.
How so?
Yeah, because is she one of these idiots that thinks men and women are built exactly the same? It must be, because that's not the way men communicate. And it's not the way, you know, men aren't necessarily going to know exactly what a woman is thinking all the time.
Yeah.
Women put these things out there like, if he really wanted to help you, he would do it. I shouldn't have to ask. Mm-hmm. You don't mind asking for a lot of other things.
Great.
You know, the only time you say you don't like, you shouldn't have to ask for something is when you want to be a victim.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you want to make him look bad.
Yeah.
I can relate in some sort of way. You know, anyway, we could get into this whole thing, but I used to be like that until I realized I have to ask or tell him things that I want done because he truly doesn't know. Like, I thought he knew and just wasn't helping. Yeah. But really, he truly doesn't. And he's like, just tell me. Yeah. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, you're right. So now I'm like getting it after, like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, however long we've been, but you know.
Again, it's one of those things where men are told constantly that we need to learn how women think and how women do this and appreciate women and their ways for being different in this way and all that. But it's never the opposite. It's never men are different, so we need to try to understand them.
Right.
Hmm.
It's a woman's world. There's no doubt about it. It is a woman's world.
Hell yeah, baby.
Women making more money than men, the whole thing.
I love it for one.
The pay gap.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, let me clarify something. We were just talking about the difference in men and women, and women when they need help from their husband. This woman said, if you have to ask for, I shouldn't have to ask for help with, you know, something that I need or whatever. That doesn't mean in every way, you know, like I said, well, you need to tell him because men don't communicate the same way. If he's sitting in the middle of filth and he's got dirty dishes on the table beside his recliner and you have to ask him to take his dishes, that's different.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to ask him to do that. But if you're running around doing something and he doesn't really even know what you're doing, or if you've got something going on in another room or whatever, he's not going to know that you want help unless you ask him.
Mm-hmm. Because that's true.
The way men are. Now, as a guy, I've been married a long time, and this is the way you handle that. If your wife gets upset with you when she's doing something and she says, well, could you please help me with this? I mean, I shouldn't have to ask. You go, hey, I would love to help you. I just thought that you wanted to do it all by yourself, so that way you could play martyr later to your friends and your mom.
Perfect. Yeah.
He will laugh at that. I mean, your wife will laugh so hard at that and you'll both just bust out laughing and bond over that little comment.
Oh my God. You're going to send so many people to therapy.
You're not kidding.
I was doing it for your benefit. How else are you going to go tell all your friends and your mom and everybody that you're a martyr and you did everything on your own?
Oh, geez.
I had to pack both kids and myself and half of what he needed and da-da-da-da-da.
I mean, some women really do like being like that.
Right. If I would have helped you do all of that stuff, you wouldn't have nearly the ammunition to go against me to all of your friends and your mom. That's
a good point.
You know?
You got a point there.
Because I've told you before, there are a lot of wives who take compliments from other people. If somebody else compliments their husband, they take it as an insult to the, to them, you know, like, oh my God, your husband is so great. He helps you so much. Well, I mean, he doesn't help me as much as you think, you know?
Yeah.
Really?
They turn it into them, their problem.
Hold on. I'm getting an important call. I'm going to have to take this. It's Walgreens and they haven't called me in at least 3 minutes.
You're being serious. I was like,
it is Walgreens calling.
How random.
Well, no, it's, if you have a prescription ready, they call you until you get there.
Oh, it's like, we know you called me 3 minutes ago.
Hard. But anyway, yeah. So don't help them because they don't really want it, guys. They don't want your help because they, it's more valuable to them to get the feeling of martyrdom than it is to get the feeling of being helped.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, you know, and say all of this to say, TJ said, and then explain it that way. And I'm telling you, y'all are going to laugh. It's going to be the funniest thing she's heard in a long time.
Definitely said TJ said.
Definitely. More TJ and Riggins coming up. Subscribe to all the shows at tjriggins.com and never miss the latest episodes. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. TJ and Riggins. TJ and Riggins. TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yesterday, Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress delivered our new dining room table.
No way.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I'm usually not, I'm like, whatever Jody wants, it's fine. Yeah, it's good. It's fine. But this one is awesome. I was like, whoa, that looks good. And yeah, it's really nice.
Can I see a picture of that when you get a minute?
Sure.
I'm in the market for a new.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your kids done chewed up the legs?
Please.
What you got?
They pooped on the table, chewed the legs. I live in an animal kingdom right here.
Little animalistic children.
Yeah.
So there's this woman I saw on the social medias, and she is from Great Britain. And she said that her friend is mad at her now because she said they were at the friend's wedding. And she said they were there for 8 hours and hadn't had any food served to them. They had some drinks. They kept serving them drinks or whatever, but they were 8 hours in and they still didn't have any food. And they were still taking pictures and all of that stuff. So the woman ordered a pizza delivered to the reception hall place, wherever they were having the reception. Mm-hmm. And then the bride got mad at her for that and said that was, it was unsophisticated and rude and all of these other things. And the woman was like, well, I was getting hangry. I was already past hangry. So now they're beefing. Would you have gotten upset with one of your friends, Lindsay, if they would have ordered a pizza to your reception hall?
No, because I have been in this exact situation. Do I have time? I don't even know if I have time.
We got about a minute 45.
I was 8 weeks pregnant. I'm in a different city. I'm unfamiliar with. It's Kyle's friend's wedding. It started at 4, let's say. I can't really remember. And it was now 9 p.m. We had not eaten dinner. I looked at my friend. I said, I think I'm going to pass out. And she's like, let's order food. I kid you not. We order In-N-Out and they bring it. I scarf it. Because I'm like going to throw up or die. I don't know. And then they finally served the meal at 9:45 p.m.
Now, did you eat the meal outside or did you bring it into where you were sitting at the table?
Okay, that's where this differs. I did not let anyone know.
Yeah.
But she wasn't pregnant and she still ate with me because she's like, girl, I'm hungry too. But we had to do something. Mm-hmm. And I've been in this exact. So if the bride would have seen me, I would have been like, back off. Like, you know, yeah.
And she's one of Kyle. She's on his side anyway. It's not some of your people. It's some of his weird people.
Yeah, they're all weird.
Mm-hmm.
And the city we were in was weird. Like, I didn't like the whole situation.
It was a city with an in and out. Then I'm sure mm-hmm. it was a weird city.
But it was delicious as hell.
Oh, yeah, okay? I love the in and out. But yeah, you don't have those in normal places.
Right, right.
I think they're working on it, though. I saw one going up in Tennessee the other day.
It's closer. It's getting closer. Yeah. But anyway, if she would have been mad, whatever. I mean, see ya.
Yeah. Who cares? Your presence was her present anyway.
Preach.
Mm-hmm. Is that what Kanye says, Riggins?
That's what he says.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Just a minute ago, I mentioned a Kanye West lyric from the song. It said, "My presence is a present." And it reminded me, Jody was playing something for me last night from one of her religious things that she listens to. And it was a guy, and he kept saying, "You don't just need Jesus, this and that. You need Jesus for blah, blah. And you need Jesus for da, 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 da." And he's naming these things. And the whole time I'm listening to that, I'm not paying attention. And then as soon as he stops, I said, "Yeah, you need Jesus like Kathy Lee needed Regis." Is that the line from the song "Jesus Walks" by Kanye West?
Yeah.
Because you didn't hear any of that, did you?
I said, "No." You weren't listening at all.
"People need Jesus like Kathy Lee needed Regis."
It's like, "Oh, you think that's funny?"
Yeah.
Like, "We've been married to me for 30 years. You think that I'm... Are you surprised that that's something that would hit my head?"
Yeah, yeah, right. Jody Osteen.
All right. So we have this video of a young man who played the voicemail from his grandmother that he just got for the world to hear. Listen to this sweet grandma.
"Hello. Please leave a message after the tone."
"Christian, it's almost 10 o'clock in the morning. And I thought you was going to till the garden. I called you early this morning so we could get it done before it rains. And you don't even answer me. I am very disappointed. Bye."
Oh, that's brutal.
That's like a dagger to the heart when a grandmother says they're disappointed in you.
Yes. Yeah,
totally.
"It is 10 o'clock in the morning." Yeah. She's sick. She can't get out there and do it. "You don't even answer me."
Part of me thinks the cough was added in to to really drive that point home.
Well, sometimes you have to just to keep them kids in line, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there and till the yard.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means, to be honest.
Well, you know, when you make a garden, you have to go out there and cut up the ground so that you can put the seeds in and then cover them back up. So there's a machine called a tiller that you walk behind, and it digs as you push it.
And she wanted to do it before it rained, obviously.
Yeah. I mean,
he's slacking.
Mm-hmm.
Probably out there getting drunk.
Yeah, I mean, not even answering her.
That's bad. That's real bad.
But, you know, I think we've all run into that issue where if you've got a parent or a grandparent that's older, they don't understand because they don't have a whole lot to do in life. Mm-hmm. They don't understand that you actually may be doing something where you can't pull away from it and answer the phone or, you know, you're not just avoiding them.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And it's like, "You didn't even answer." "Well, I was busy. I was at work. I was in a meeting. I couldn't answer." "Well, I called 10 times. Yeah. In a row.
Yeah.
I was still in the same situation."
Right. "I didn't answer the first time. I can't answer 2 seconds later."
Exactly.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. Subscribe to all the shows at tjriggins.com and never miss the latest episodes. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey. I thought I was sounding a little stuffy there, but thank goodness I'm not.
He cleared up.
I don't want to be gross like Lindsay.
I am nasty.
Yeah. Well, some happy birthday wishes are in order. Those two dire wolves that they brought back from extinction just celebrated their first birthday. The company called Colossal Biosciences used like 65,000-year-old DNA to bring back these two dire wolves, and they now live on 2,000 acres of untouched land. And I'll be honest, they were really cute when they were little puppies. Those things look terrifying now that they're a year old. Are just like walking through the woods, and you're like, oh my gosh, that will kill you and probably eat you as well.
It's so dangerous.
And I still don't even believe. I mean,
what do you mean?
I think they just took DNA and created a certain wolf. This is not a dire wolf.
Or like a husky.
They're just, you know, technically dire. Well, I can't remember when the story first came out, but it wasn't what it was reported as being.
They used the DNA to breed it, like, or injected it into a dog or something to create something that looks very similar to the dire wolf. And everybody's like, oh, they're so cute. But well, they're not cute anymore. They're just scary looking.
And is dire a type of wolf?
Yeah.
What's the difference in a wolf and a dire wolf?
I'm not really sure. They're all white. And that's, yeah, I just think it's a type of wolf. But they look like they've been eating people for the last year. They're scary looking. So.
Oh, I thought that was some Lord of the Rings crap or something. Harry Potter.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah, no, they had dire wolves in Game of Thrones. You're right.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Potter, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Bringing back other animals as well in the future. They want to bring back the woolly mammoth. So we'll see how that goes for
now
them.
Now that I'm here for, because they are so cute in Ice Age. Ray Romano plays that voice. Mm-hmm. I know it well.
Yeah, I bet you do. So we'll see how they're making progress in the upcoming months. Speaking of animals, Tyrese, remember Tyrese is in all the Fast and Furious movies. There's a warrant out for his arrest. Authorities say his dogs killed his neighbor's dog, and now he is trying to avoid the police at all costs. They say he made a social media comment that said he was flying to another country until November. And now there is a warrant out for his arrest. He's got those big cane Corso dogs.
Yeah.
That can be used as guard dogs. So authorities are looking for Tyrese this week. We'll see how that turns out.
Yeah. Aren't they considered the meanest dogs in the world right now?
I think they're the toughest that you can own as an individual. Now, I don't know, but I think that's a pretty intimidating dog, I think.
Well, I'm surprised he doesn't have a dire wolf then.
I know. I'd like to see those battle it out.
Yeah, I think that those, whatever, Lee Corsos or whatever they're called. What are they called?
Cane Corsos.
Okay.
Cane Corso.
Yeah. And I think they could take a dire wolf.
Oh, you think?
Really? Mm-hmm.
I'm looking these up.
They're pretty intimidating.
Yeah. They're scary.
Yeah. And then next Tuesday, don't forget, it is Taco Tuesday, but it's also National Taco Day. So Taco Bell is going to be selling $1 tacos in celebration of that day. So soft or hard shell. And they're also going to have other specials as well. So that's happening next Tuesday on National Taco Day. We've got a little fun game coming up. It's in honor of the introduction of spooky season. And we'll get to it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited. You know, I love playing games.
Same.
I know you do.
So fun.
I really do.
I know Lindsay does, and I know TJ's wife, Jody, does. We've got a little game in honor of the introduction of spooky season, as they call it. It is the Halloween month. So I've sent TJ and Lindsay a bunch of random popular Halloween costumes, and we're going to go in a circle and try to figure out how to describe these Halloween costumes without using the word. So, for example, I've got some here. So we'll just go in a circle. TJ, I want you to guess what Halloween costume I am talking about, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is a costume where you are, you don't live on Earth. You sometimes use a vehicle that is not a car.
Spaceman. Or,
that is exactly right.
You Wait, what did you say?
Spaceman.
A little spaceman. That's exactly what we're going to do in this game. So, TJ, I want you to try to explain a Halloween costume to Lindsay and see if she can figure out which one you're talking about.
Okay, Lindsay, this is a female.
Okay.
Wears a hat.
Okay.
Rides a broom.
Which?
Okay. Broom. I could have started with the broom. That would have been the easiest clue, I think. But
yeah. I think you're right. All right, Lindsay, I want you to try to explain, describe a Halloween costume to TJ and see if he can guess.
It is my alma mater.
A pirate.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah, that was so easy.
You guys are good. Yeah. You guys are real good. All right, TJ, I want you to try to guess this one. He is part of the Wizard of Oz. He does not have a brain.
Scarecrow.
The Scarecrow, exactly right. Very nice.
Oh. Hey. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, TJ, you explain one to Lindsay.
Okay, Lindsay, this one's going to be a little bit more difficult. I'm going to make it difficult on purpose to see how you get. All right. Janet Jackson sang about this animal. It is a type of feline.
Oh, she sang about bobcat, werewolf.
It's a color.
It's a color. Hang on.
We're talking about Halloween.
Black cat.
Black cat. There we go.
I actually had that album, cassette tape. Okay.
All right. Let's see. Who goes next? Lindsay, you explain one for me.
I want to suck your blood.
Yeah, but explain the costume. We're running out of time.
Okay. They have teeth.
That'll be a Dracula. That'll be a Dracula.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's exactly right. All right.
A vampire, TJ. But okay, fine.
Or vampire, yeah. We call them Draculas here in the South.
Okay. Yeah.
TJ, this is a stealth warrior, typically dressed in all black. He uses he uses stars.
Oh, a ninja.
A ninja. There we go. Exactly. Very good.
Yeah. The Zorro ninja.
Yeah. All right, Lindsay, I want you to try one more with TJ. Okay. See if he can guess the Halloween costume.
Okay. They wear a cape. They save the day.
Superman or superhero.
Superhero. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. Very good. You guys did really good. I'm surprised.
I should have done.
Because we dumb. He's surprised because we dumb.
Rude.
This Woo! Is the TJ and Regan Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited. You know, I love playing games.
Same.
So, I know you do.
So fun.
I really do.
I know Lindsay does, and I know TJ's wife, Jody, does. We've got a little game in honor of the introduction of spooky season, as they call it. It is the Halloween month. So I've sent TJ and Lindsay a bunch of random popular Halloween costumes, and we're going to go in a circle and try to figure out how to describe these Halloween costumes without using the word. So, for example, I've got some here. So we'll just go in a circle. TJ, I want you to guess what Halloween costume I am talking about, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is a costume where you are you don't live on Earth. You sometimes use a vehicle that is not a car.
Spaceman.
That is exactly right.
What did you say?
Spaceman.
A little spaceman. That's exactly what we're going to do in this game. So, TJ, I want you to try to explain a Halloween costume to Lindsay and see if she can figure out which one you're talking about.
Okay, Lindsay, this is a female.
Okay.
Wears a hat.
Okay.
Rides a broom.
Which?
Okay.
Boom.
I could have started with the broom. That would have been the easiest clue, I think. But
I think you're right. All right, Lindsay, I want you to try to explain, describe a Halloween costume to TJ and see if he can guess.
It is my alma mater.
A pirate.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, that was so easy.
You're good. Yeah. You guys are real good. All right, TJ, I want you to try to guess this one. He is part of the Wizard of Oz. He does not have a brain.
Scarecrow.
The Scarecrow. Exactly right. Very nice.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, TJ, you explain one to Lindsay.
Okay, Lindsay, this one's going to be a little bit more difficult. I'm going to make it difficult on purpose to see how you get. All right. Janet Jackson sang about this animal. It is a type of feline.
Oh, she sang about bobcat, werewolf.
It's a color.
It's a color. Hang on.
We're talking about Halloween.
Black cat.
Black cat. There we go.
I actually had that album, cassette tape. Okay.
All right. Let's see. Who goes next? Lindsay, you explain one for me.
I want to suck your blood.
Yeah, but explain the costume. We're running out of time.
Okay. They have teeth.
That'll be a Dracula. That'll be a Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right. All right,
a vampire, but okay, fine.
Or vampire, yeah. We call them Draculas here in the South.
Okay. Yeah.
TJ, this is a stealth warrior, typically dressed in all black. He uses he uses stars.
Oh, a ninja.
A ninja. There we go. Exactly. Very good.
Yeah.
The Zorro ninja.
Yeah. All right, Lindsay, I want you to try one more with TJ. Okay. See if he can guess the Halloween costume.
Okay. They wear a cape. They save the day.
Superman. Or superhero.
Superhero. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. Very good. You guys did really good. I'm surprised.
I should have done.
Because we dumb. He's surprised because we dumb.
Rude.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I had no idea that we are now in, we're right in the middle of, well, I don't know if we're in the middle of it. We are actually part of a new work trend.
Ooh.
And, but it's not really the same as the way that the trend is. The trend for offices now is starting to go toward not wearing shoes at work in the office.
I'm definitely...
You what?
I'm definitely on that trend.
Yeah. You know? Because, I mean, but we're working in home studios and all, so we're at home.
I'm in my home office, yeah.
Yeah, these people are at regular offices with coworkers and everything.
You're nasty.
And, well, Fortune magazine just did a big story on it. The Guardian says it's happening in Great Britain as well. More and more companies are banning. Just you can't wear shoes at work. You can wear socks, slippers, or go barefoot, but leave your shoes at the door.
Oh no.
Yeah. Well, you can probably guess it makes the office feel, quote, more relaxed and collaborative, end quote.
I don't need to take my shoes off to be collaborative. Sorry.
Right. Yeah. No. Since it makes people feel less anxious. And you could probably guess that the tech companies started this. They've been doing it for years.
Could you imagine going to the bathroom too, barefoot? Nasty.
I mean, surely people wear, at least wear slides or something. You know?
I don't know.
But they say that... some people are saying that the no shoes approach is not good. It could create awkwardness, cause hygiene issues. You know, what feels casual for some might feel unprofessional or even uncomfortable for others.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think?
I think it should be an option. You know, banning shoes in the office. I don't see how they get away with that, but I guess they, you know, they can make whatever dress code rules they want.
Yeah. I would say you have to wear shoes to work. That would be my,
yeah,
you have to.
I mean, in a professional situation, most people would say that. Yeah. But we're talking about people who are trying to be creative though.
Yeah. Who wants to order Chinese for lunch? Yeah, weirdos.
Yeah. And then you see he got, oh, I'm wearing socks today. You know, and that's just going to encourage people to be wearing stupid looking socks.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you got to wear, you got to at least wear slides or slippers, or as we call them in the South, house shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I picture British people having jacked up toes, like their teeth. Yeah. Like, I don't know why I think that, but I feel like they're all crooked as well. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see those.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised though, they're allowed to have a workplace with people being barefoot, because, you know, they could step on a thumbtack or something like that, you know, safety issue. Same reason you can't go into a business without shoes, like, even if it's just a convenience store.
Oh,
because you might step on something.
Yeah.
Of course. They can't figure it out. They got Parliament wearing powdered wigs, and on the other side, they got people in bare feet. It's like, pick a lane and stick with it. You're all messed up.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Hey, it's Lindsay from the TJ and Regan Show, and I would love to tell our radio family about your business. Let me share your story. It's super easy. Just head over to tjriggins.com/influencer to find out how you can be partners with the TJ and Regan Show.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
With the man who thinks he's the most important man in the world. Riggins.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I describe him.
That's me.
Yeah.
You're nothing to me, you peons.
Nothing.
Well, there is some serious news to cover this week. The Diddy sentencing is set to happen on Friday. Prosecutors want him sentenced to 11 years in prison, federal prison.
That's it?
Well, then the other side says that he should be out in 14 months. That's what they're recommending. So mm-hmm. I don't know. But it turns out that the prosecution apparently did not prove its case well, because I believe he was only convicted on two of the five federal charges that he
should
was
be in lot for life. Or do I just not like him?
Sounding like you just don't like him.
That's why I need to be on a jury. Life.
Yeah, and I think it does. It falls into the category of the prosecution not doing a great job.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I figure he'll probably get probation.
You don't even think he'll go to jail?
If he goes to penitentiary, it'll be, you know, just a very short sentence and time served. Get credit for time served already. Maybe 6 months he'll be back out.
That's crazy.
And do you think he's going to go on to have a successful career, TJ?
Yeah.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. I have a serious question. I don't know if I can say this. Do you think, how do I say that? Do you think somebody's going to try to,
no,
take him out? Because a lot of people don't like it. I mean,
no, I think he'll come out. He'll be or claim to be rehabilitated, and that's not who I am anymore, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it'll be long before he's back, you know, rubbing elbows with the powers that be.
That's a shame.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. But I could be wrong. It has happened where I'm wrong, but
yeah. I hope you're wrong for.
Yeah, I think he'll come out and he'll say, see, I didn't do all of that stuff they were accusing me of. I, you know, they only got me on these couple of things, and that was just because they had to hang something on me.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because it's no secret before any of this came out that he's a scumbag. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just a rotten person.
Exactly.
And people still lining up to get into his parties and, you know, hang out with him and say, oh, look at my friend. I've got a cool friend. Look.
Mm. Yeah. I think seeing that video of him beating up Cassie Ventura in the hotel yes. opened a lot of people's eyes, because when you hear these things, you go, I don't know if that's true or not, but when you see him doing what he did and kicking her in the head and punching her and just really vile acts, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people went, oh my gosh, like, no, this is yeah, these guys are not.
Totally agree.
I hope so. Yeah. But I mean, look at Chris Brown. I mean, he's popular still.
Sure.
Great.
What he did to Rihanna.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. And in much more lighter news, today is National Smarties Day.
So, I love Smarties. You know I love Smarties.
I know you do. They've been around since 1949, so they're celebrating whatever it is, 70 years or something in business. But now they have different – they got regular Smarties. They've got Smarties Squashies, which are very popular with the ladies. So, yeah, you've always liked Smarties, haven't you, TJ?
Yes, I have. I love that chalky.
I do, too. He loves that chalky. My kids love them, too.
So those are just a few things that are now trending. We've got more coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yes, be part of it every day. It's so good for you.
Come, explode with us, please. We're exploding together. I want to add some context for a conversation we had earlier in the show. There was a woman that went viral because she was talking about how she doesn't believe that men play an active role in maintaining the home, and she thinks it's wrong that women have to ask for help from their spouses. She said, what we're really looking for is equal partnership in the home. Now, she was commenting on a video that had previously gone viral, and TJ and Lindsay, I want to get your thoughts on it. A woman was preparing for her 5-year-old's birthday party that they were hosting at their house. And she was busy running around doing all the things, getting ready. And when she walked out into the backyard, her husband was using a leaf blower and he was blowing it, going, doing rounds in the backyard, blowing it at the grass. And she goes, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm trying to dry the grass out before the people get there. And she's like, well, I got my hands full. Can you, like, I don't know, help me do something that's going to benefit us in a meaningful way. I don't need you like drying the grass at 10 a.m. when the party is not until noon. Like, and I think that kind of goes to what you were saying, TJ, if the guy's being a total dolt or if he's a total slob, then maybe, you know, she's got a point. Do you agree?
Not in that situation. He was helping. He was doing what he thought was something that was going to be beneficial.
Yeah.
You don't want again, if the grass is wet, you got all those kids running in and out of the house on wet grass, getting mud inside and all that. Then you don't want to have mud dragged all through your house. They just have different ideas about what needed to be done.
Yeah.
You know, first.
Yeah. Well, the
comment, he was sitting around and just watching her do it and go, what? I didn't know you needed help. He was out there doing something.
Mm-hmm. I guess
he thought that was important, which I can say maybe it was.
Maybe, I guess. But then under the comments, people were saying, oh, please. When I was preparing to host our in-laws, my husband was in the bedroom and he was trying to fix the nightstand in our master bedroom that none of them are going to see while I'm doing all this stuff preparing for guests. So I don't think it's an uncommon occurrence that guys are not totally plugged into what their wives or spouses need.
But calm down. They're not doing it on purpose.
Right.
They're not doing it in a malicious way. You see, that's the difference. Laugh about it. Go, hey, look, come on. No, this is more important. I can see where that needs to be done, but this needs to get done first.
Yeah. Come
help. That'll be like, because most of the time women are in charge of birthday parties for kids, but it would be like, if something was going on, like say the dad was getting ready he's coaching the little league team that your son plays on. And he's trying to get some stuff together to get ready to leave, you know, get the equipment and all together. And he needs your help. And you're out there talking to the neighbor and then, you know, worried about what you're going to go get for lunch after the game and everything. And he comes in and goes, hey, I need help over here. That's dumb. You don't need that figured out right now. You got the whole game to sit there and figure out where we're going to eat lunch afterward.
Yeah, yeah.
Help me load these bats and balls into this bag and get on the road. We're going to be late.
Yeah.
A man would never do that. and then go around telling his buddies, can you believe what this idiot was doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing everything. I shouldn't have to ask her to come out here and help me get all these bats and balls together and all the catcher's equipment and everything. I'm responsible for all of it. I'm the coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good point, TJ.
I mean, it's we don't know what we don't know.
Exactly. More TJ and Riggins coming up. Make your company part of the new radio explosion. Go to tjriggins.com/explosion. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I don't know why Lionel Richie is just now giving us this information that he's giving us right now. I saw yesterday I was in the Sam's Club. I wanted to check that out, and I don't mean to be flexing and all, but we're members of the club. So I was in there and I saw that Lionel Richie has a book out. So I don't know how long it's been out, but. And I don't know whether this was part of that, like he was trying to sell his books or whatever, but he said that he and Quincy Jones, who's most famous for being Rashida Jones' dad, never really accomplished anything other than fathering actress Rashida Jones. But he said that he and Quincy Jones called Michael Jackson smelly. They referred to it like they would say, where is Smelly here yet? Because he didn't take a shower very often and he didn't wash his clothes very much. So he said, like, in other words, Michael Jackson was stinking all the time. Dirty. What? Dirty, stinking all the time.
I hate to know that.
I would have never pictured Michael Jackson to be a smelly kind of guy. He seems like extremely clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he had so many other, you know, quirks and everything about him, you would think. But maybe that was one of them. The quirk was that he wanted to be dirty. Felt like being too clean was a bad thing.
Well, and he wasn't right in the head. I mean, obviously, you've seen that documentary.
So. And didn't even have to see that to know that he wasn't right up in the head.
Well, sure.
But, I don't know. It makes sense a little bit because he was always alone.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was always
children around all the time. Where it's cheer. Because they're honest. They would have said, Michael, you stink.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. And he was always also very childlike. And that's a childlike thing to do, to not, you know, have your mom check you about taking showers.
Yeah. He didn't want to stop playing long enough to go take a shower.
Yeah. Or like brush your teeth. Have you brushed your teeth? Have you brushed your teeth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. How weird.
I know. I don't know if Lionel, stuff that I've heard him say, I don't know if Lionel Richie really cared for Michael Jackson that much. Probably didn't dislike him or anything, but I don't think he really liked being around him.
Well, that's not something you put in a book if you like the person.
Yeah.
You're basically saying they stink after the guy died. I mean, that's not a friend.
Yeah. No. I don't blame him though.
Yeah.
I'm team Lionel.
Same.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So I have a question for Trash Bin Lynn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I guess that's better than, what was the other one?
Double Chin Lynn.
Oh, yeah, I'll do Trash Bin all day.
Trash Bin Lynn.
I'll never say double chin now.
Yeah. Just kidding. But are you watching the new season of Dancing with the Stars?
You know, I'm not. I've just got so much I'm watching right now, but I did want to watch it because I love the Mormon Housewives.
Yeah. But Jody's watching, obviously. She always does. And I asked her last night or the other night when it was on, I said, which one is your favorite this season? And she told me, and I think she said, I can't remember which one she said.
Was it a Mormon wife?
She said that she's interested in that, but I'm not sure if she said that the Mormon housewife or whatever, one of them was her favorite one.
Okay. Jen.
Yeah.
Affleck and then Whitney anyway.
Mm-hmm. And who is the athlete on there this time?
Vernon Davis or Baron Davis?
Baron Davis. Yeah. Baron Davis. He used to play for the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I love him.
If I liked the show, you know, which I don't, it's not my thing. I don't hate it or anything. But if I were a fan of the competition itself and I liked all the people in there, I would not be able to watch it strictly because of Alfonso Ribeiro.
Is he, you don't like his views on things or you don't know.
It's just that he's just so fake.
Yeah.
And corny. And we interviewed him one time and he's not like that in person.
He's mean.
Well, he wasn't, you know, he wasn't Carlton. Let me put it that way.
I hate that.
Yeah. He wasn't a complete jerk or anything, but he just wasn't, over the top friendly and, you know, he was just like, I got to do this to promote whatever. So let me do it.
Would you say cocky? A
little bit. Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Not at all the personality that comes across on stage and all.
Well, so that's how you know he's fake from watching that, you know.
Yeah, even if I'd never met him or talked to him, I would think this guy's just over the top fake, I believe.
Yeah.
We should cyber bully him.
Is that what we're doing?
I think so.
Hashtag Carlton. Hashtag.
Hashtag you fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're doing because we're on the cybers.
That's true. That's true. Mm.
Yeah.
So we got Google Cyber.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at TJRiggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now Trending. It's always Now Trending.
It is now, right now. Mm-hmm. So the Diddy sentencing is happening tomorrow. It's going to be all over the news, but prosecution wants Diddy in federal prison for 11 years is the number they're throwing around. But the defense says we want him out in 14 months. Obviously Diddy's already spent time in prison. He's been locked up for months and months. We'll see how this all turns out depending on which way the judge wants to act on it. So I'm not sure of the exact time that this will be happening, but it is going to be the top story of the day. How long is Diddy going to be in prison for?
Everybody forever.
I mean, the way people are talking, a lot of people want to see him do many years in prison. And some people say that the prosecution just didn't prove its case well enough. So he deserves to get out.
But didn't the videos prove themselves, people? I mean, what happened to like pure evidence?
Yeah. See, what Lindsay's doing now is she is displaying to the people at her county courthouse why she should never be picked for jury duty.
Listen, the one time I was picked for that murder trial, I know you remember me telling you about it. The second he walked through the door, I went, he's guilty. He just looks like it.
Yeah.
And they kept me.
Great point.
Yeah. And when I got chosen to be in the jury pool, you know, they didn't pick me to be in the jury because I was going to say, yeah, I saw him walk in. He was up on a drug dealing charge. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, well, you know, actually when he walked in and I saw he was wearing gray pointed toed patent leather shoes and a chain on the outside of his dress shirt that's buttoned all the way up to the top and it's purple. Mm. I said, that's a drug dealer or a pimp right there. So possibly both.
Yeah. Either way, jail.
Yeah.
Straight to jail.
But one of the attorneys recognized me in the crowd of the potential jury in the pool and came over at a break and dismissed me.
You don't.
Well, because he knew that I wasn't going to be an unbiased juror.
Well,
they wouldn't pick me as that because I'm part of the media.
Meanwhile, TJ gets dismissed, but I say, my dad's a U.S. Marshal. My mom worked with the lady that got murdered, and I believed in the death penalty, and they still picked me. But you can go, TJ. It's fine.
Yeah. You were the last one in voir dire that they had to pick you. Voir dire is what they call that.
Yeah. Well, there's another mother that's gone viral. She might be the mother of the year, and I can't wait to hear TJ and Lindsay's thoughts on her. We'll get to it next.
This is the TJ and Riggin Show.
Now trending happens every hour on the TJ and Riggin Show, getting you caught up on the world's biggest stories in pop culture, world news, and all the hottest news trending on the internet. Don't miss it. It's now trending every hour on the TJ and Riggin Show.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggin Show.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening to the show, sharing your life with us. I almost said your lives, as if people have more than one life. What? You know, like a cat.
Yeah.
Right. You're sharing all your lives with us.
Some people do, I feel.
What would you, there's an amazing mom that's in the news. Lindsay, how would you rate, give yourself a grade as a mom? What do you think right now?
Yeah. B minus,
really?
Yeah. I'm failing at everything I'm trying to do right now. Yeah. But B minus isn't a fail. So.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I'm saying, that's a pretty high grade for somebody failing.
I'm keeping it positive, but okay. Well, if I want to be truthful, then C minus probably, but okay. I'm trying to keep it light.
Okay. We don't want Lindsay crying right now. But I think I would go higher. I think Lindsay's a pretty good mom.
Thanks.
A very good mom. But I don't think she's as great of a mother as this is. This woman, she's in California. She just became the first woman to win a Mortal Kombat tournament just 5 days after giving birth.
Oh.
Now, if you're not familiar, Mortal Kombat is a video game that's been around since the 90s. And it's a fighting game where you try to kill your opponent. And the pictures from this video game tournament have gone viral. She's holding her 5-day-old while playing Mortal Kombat, and she won the tournament.
Stop.
It's pretty impressive, right?
No.
Is she playing it at home?
No.
So she took a 5-day-old baby out to a public place with a bunch of dirty gamers.
Well, that is one way to describe that. She is in a room full of other gamers, and her husband was there as well. He was also competing in the tournament, but the pictures of her holding this tiny baby that was birthed through C-section have gone viral because people can't believe it.
She gets an F for sure.
It's an F.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why? What? Are you not allowed to go do things with a 5-day-old?
Not that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that kind of stuff.
You know what? You're not supposed to go there, period, because it's dirty. But taking a 5-day-old, all those germs and, oh, God.
Well, it takes a village to raise a child, and maybe the village was the Mortal Kombat video game tournament participants.
Why do I picture Rob's future wife doing this?
I think it would be great if they're in love and they've got a kid together. You know, we got to let people enjoy things, right?
No. All right, Riggins, tell them you're being sarcastic about it takes a village, because then people are going to go, why didn't you get on him for saying that?
Yeah. All right, let's go. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.